the Eden school, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. The system of education instituted at the beginning of the world was to be a model for man throughout all after time. As an illustration of its principles, a model school was established in Eden, the home of our first parents. The Garden of Eden was a schoolroom. Nature was a lesson book. The Creator Himself was the instructor, and the parents of the human family were the students. Created to be the image and glory of God, Adam and Eve had received endowments not unworthy of their high destiny. Graceful and symmetrical in form, regular and beautiful in feature, their countenances glowing with a tint of health and the light of joy and hope, they bore in outward resemblance the likeness of their Maker. Nor was this likeness manifest in the physical nature only. Every faculty of mind and soul reflected the Creator's glory. Endowed with high mental and spiritual gifts, Adam and Eve were made but little lower than the angels, that they might not only discern the wonders of the visible universe, but comprehend moral responsibilities and obligations. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden. Here amidst the beautiful scenes of nature, untouched by sin, our first parents were to receive their education. In His interest for His children, our Heavenly Father personally directed their education. Often they were visited by His messengers, the holy angels, and from them received counsel and instruction. Often as they walked in the garden in the cool of the day, they heard the voice of God and face to face held communion with the Eternal. His thoughts toward them were thoughts of peace and not of evil. His every purpose was their highest good. To Adam and Eve were committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Though rich in all that the owner of the universe could supply, they were not to be idle. Useful occupation was appointed them as a blessing to strengthen the body, to expand the mind, and to develop the character. The book of nature, which spread its living lessons before them, afforded an exhaustless source of instruction and delight. On every leaf of the forest and stone of the mountains, in every shining star, in earth and sea and sky, God's name was written. With both animate and the inanimate creation, with leaf and flower and tree, and with every living creature, from the leviathan of the waters to the mote and the sunbeam, the dwellers in Eden held converse, gathering from each the secrets of its life. God's glory in the heavens, the innumerable worlds in their orderly revolutions, the balancing of the clouds, the mysteries of light and sound, of day and night, all were objects of study by the pupils of Earth's first school. The laws and operations of nature and the great principles of truth that govern the spiritual universe were opened to their minds by the infinite author of all. In the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, their mental and spiritual powers developed, and they realized the highest pleasures of their holy existence. As it came from the Creator's hand, not only the Garden of Eden, but the whole earth was exceedingly beautiful. No taint of sin or shadow of death marred the fair creation. God's glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Thus was the earth a fit emblem of Him who is abundant in goodness and truth, a fit study for those who are made in His image. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become, and was His purpose that as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus, in course of time, the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and the works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect throughout endless ages the light of the knowledge of His glory.